Outside Brewed, a kickstart to your weekend with a solid 3 hours of live music in Vancouver's best new venue. Milwaukee synth sorceress Station will use her one-woman prout rock storm to convert the dance floor into a bunch of writhing weirdos. Sharing the stage will be Vancouver party starters Coben and MT40. DJ Tyler Fedchuk will keep the groove moving when bands aren't playing. Doors are at 9 p.m. That's Eastside Brewed with Station, Coben, and MT40. Thursday, July 28th at the Electric Owl Social Club, 926 Main Street. Proudly presented by Beatroot Magazine and CITR 101.9 FM.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM and our live coverage of the North American Out Games 2011 in Vancouver. My name is Wilson Wong, your host for this broadcast this morning. We are scheduled to bring you live action from the Grouse Grind in North Vancouver in the Vertical Challenge event here at the Out Games 2011. Your host, Aiden Saint, will have that for you coming up in just a little bit. And we're going to bring you some music in between now and, of course, the action. Some music to start off the 9:30 half hour. We gave you a track from the Paper Lions off their latest album, or the EP, Trophies, Stay Here for a While. Then we played a little bit of something different. It was a lot of audio art, you would say, a countdown to Revolution from the new creation, and that is found on the CD Troubled. And then the very last song, the St. Catharines with Chubby and Hank 3/ Vermont Stories Part 2. Lots of interesting song titles on that album here by the St. Catharines. The album name, Fireworks. Rather simple, but the Canadian band having some very interesting track names on that particular album. And then the song you're hearing in the background from another EP, I Hate, the track is called I Hate the Sun from the band The O'Wells. We are going to play you the rest of the song, and then we'll get back to more music in addition to this. And we'll bring you, of course, the Out Games 2011 here on CITR 101.9 FM. Wilson Wong here, and we'll, of course, join Aiden Saint as soon as we can at the top of Grouse Mountain for the Grouse Grind Vertical Challenge. You're listening to 101.9 FM and CITR.ca in Vancouver. just move away here from the second song from the OL's Secret Society. We are ready to go to the top of Grouse Mountain for the so-called 6K Vertical Challenge. We, of course, know it as the Grouse Grind for the at the North American Out Games Vancouver 2011. And so at North Vancouver's Grouse Mountain, Aiden Saint is leading the team of broadcasters we have for you here, who will be bringing you today's event. And of course, Aiden will also be hosting the review show later on tonight at 7 p.m. here on 101.9 FM CITR. We are your official Out Games broadcaster, so enjoy this 6K Vertical Challenge, the Grouse Grind from North Vancouver.
Hey, it's CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Aiden Saint, and no, I'm not sorry. And this is Queer FM. We're at the top of the Grouse Grind at Grouse Mountain. Oh my goodness, it's really cold up here. We're in a cloud. We're definitely in a cloud. And we're playing a little bit of music, getting ready for the athletes to arrive. They are doing an amazing job getting up the hill. And so we will see a whole bunch of really tired looking people. The Grouse Grind is an amazing run uphill that is, well, it's kind of a Vancouver standard. Running up Grouse Mountain, there's two legs, and you can do what we did, which was take a tram to the top, because there's no way we were running that with all these bags. But it was really, really amazing view of Vancouver, and we're pleased to be here on CITR and bring it to you. So we're going to step aside for just a quick second and listen to a little bit more music. No, this is not House, but it is the theme song from House. Hey, it's on the Grouse Grind. We're hanging out, apparently eating as well. I've got a couple of broadcasters here that are really fantastic. I've got David and Jesse from Q-munity, and they're going to be here with us and telling us a few fun bits and pieces from their experiences so far, as well as some interviews and a lot more right here on Queer FM. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Drive it. very far to the beach out of reach. Next to me, my fantasy. Falling for you, did you ever see me watching from the periphery where I was playing another game? I hoped you'd catch on all the same.
Kind of going for a cloud theme here. We're literally broadcasting from a cloud here at the top of the Grouse Grind. My name's Aiden Saint from Queer FM, and wow, it is literally a cloud. We're here at the top. Our first runner is coming. He's 10 minutes away. Apparently he has really huge legs. Because, wow, to run up the Grouse Grind, you're literally running up a mountain, and that's what's going on. So he's on his way. We'll get an interview with our winner after he catches his breath. We're also going to play some highlights from last night. We have an interview with Joan E., the fabulous Joan E., one of our Vancouver's, one of our marshals this year, and one of Vancouver's fantastic drag performers, or as she says, a 7-foot man in a dress. We also have some audio from the mayor of Vancouver. Gregor Robertson is going to be on the show, as well as a little bit with Jesse and David. And they're putting on more layers of clothing. We are literally broadcasting from a cloud. I can't see across the quad. A couple of things about Grouse Mountain, for those of you who are not aware. Grouse Mountain is 4,100 feet above Vancouver, but it's 15 minutes away from the downtown. You just drive across the Lionsgate Bridge, up the hill, parking lot, and then you have a really fantastic tram ride up to the top. The other thing that's kind of amazing is they have an actual, besides the First Nations Feast House and some really fantastic carvings up here, which we're going to get some photographs, and we will put those on our website. And our website is queerfmvancouver.com. The even cooler part about the Grouse Grind, and we're not going to get to do this, David, so quit pouting. No, we're not doing it. I'm gonna get David on the air here on one of our mics, and see if we can't. There we go. You got that mic, David?
Yep.
Okay. This is David, everyone.
Hello, Vancouver and places beyond.
So David. David was kind of. His eyes lit up when we saw the fact that not only do they have one of the coolest things ever, they have a thing called the Eye of the Wind, and it's 20 stories high at the top of Grouse Mountain. It's a huge windmill. It generates a tremendous amount of electricity, and it starts at 10, when the wind is 10 kilometers, it changes, moves around, and at the top of it, there's this little glass plexi basket at the bottom, right underneath the blades at the top of this thing, and it's called the Eye of the Wind's View Pod. It's the only one of its kind in the world, and that wasn't the thing that he was bummed about. He was bummed about the zip lines.
Oh, yes. You can never not love the zip lines unless you have some kind of debilitating factor.
Oh, please. I was looking forward to the view pod, but today we're in a cloud. It's a cloud bank, which is actually really great for the runners because it was a little warm yesterday.
Really warm.
Running the flags for the first leg of Vancouver, CITR's Queer FM team, fortunately our leg was pretty short, but Mr. C. Blaze, Clement C. Blaze, one of our team members, ran 2.5 legs.
Ooh.
And then came to the show at 5:60 last night, so he was pretty tired. So if you're out there, Clement, and you're listening, you know, hey, you know, ice on those, stretch them out, because, wow, those legs have got to be tired. One of the cool things also, besides the mountain zip lining that happens, is they have a North Shore tandem paragliding. It's a 20-minute flight, and you drop an impressive elevation of 3,300 feet.
Oh, my God, that is just terrifying sounding.
Yeah, I'm not really digging that. The zip line thing, oh yeah, can dig that. The zip line, you're going down in dual circuit zip lines. You can actually go side by side, and it's 80 kilometers an hour down the mountain. And for those of you like myself that, you know, I'm kind of more the, I'll be in the bar having a scotch. Y'all, you crazy kids, have a good time, I'll be in here. They've got a bistro that's really fantastic. It overlooks everything, as well as an observatory. And it's five-star cuisine, so a little bit beyond my taste. I'm kind of a burgers and hot dogs kind of guy. What do you say? Yeah?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Oh, and Jessie's giving me a thumbs up here, so we'll get her on the, she's now got more clothing on. Yeah, silly kids. They, you know, they got a t-shirt on, and she's got shorts. And
Short.
And it's like, well, good luck with that. I'm wearing motorcycle leather and heavy jackets. But the really cool thing about all of this was the Grass Grind staff. And kudos to them. They helped us out get on the air. They're really fantastic people. So Gonna step aside here for a second. We're going to come back to some music, and then going to play a little bit something from Joan E. from yesterday, and some other surprises here on Queer FM's coverage of Grass Grind, and we're expecting our first runner at any minute. All right, so we're gonna step aside. So, say goodbye, David.
Well, bye, people.
I'll train him better. He'll say goodbye, David, the next time. Well, and there went our music. Well, it's been kind of one of those days today. We're going to actually switch over to Joan E. And Joan E. Was interviewed last night by Clement C. Blaze. Yeah, there we go. Plug. Clement C. Blaze actually talked with Joan E., and that was at the ceremony with the mayor and all the dignitaries yesterday for the opening of both the dedication for Out Games Week as well as the Pride Week. So we're going to listen to that right now. This is Joan E. and Clement C. Blaze.
Okay. Okay. currently at City Hall. We were here for the Pride opening ceremonies with the out-game ceremonies. And you play a special role this year for the parade, and you're playing Grand Marshal. How does it feel to be Grand Marshal?
Well, I'm one of four Grand Marshals, along with Bob Tivy, who was a huge part of our the early war against HIV/AIDS, and Pat Rocco, who's an international activist, and Bill Sixsay, of course, the out former member of Parliament, and I'm glad to be in such lovely company.
Mm-hmm. And this is your first time being Grand Marshal, correct?
Yes, I believe it's something one only does once.
That's right. And how do you feel becoming one of the privileged members of being a Grand Marshal of the parade?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, and it's certainly a testament, if I take myself out of it, to just what a person, anybody, can be welcomed into this community. I moved here in 1990 during the last gay games, and I think I knew two people in this city. So to be here today as one of the Grand Marshals is a great honor.
And you've been doing a lot of events around the city throughout the year for Friends for Life. What are you doing this week?
This week I'm just working my butt off. I'm doing all of these events, Friends for Life, that I do fund development for. I'm pleased to. It's a wonderful wellness center that helps people with HIV, AIDS, and cancer. And we're having some events. And then I'm making a little money of my own as a showgirl, like always.
Yeah, as always.
And since the Odyssey isn't here anymore, I heard you're doing your special show, your Pride show, at Junction. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
I'll be very honest. It's myself and Carlotta Girl and Summer Clarence. We've done 15 Pride shows before, not always the same cast, of course. But I've done 15 before, and this is my 16th, and it's not at the same venue, but I think we'll have the same spirit and the same the same salty stories and peppery numbers.
Exactly. Thank you for chatting with me today, Johnny, and I'm so excited to see you throughout the week.
Thank you. Likewise, baby.
Bye.
All right. That was Johnny, and we're going to play a little bit more music here. We're still... Oh, my goodness. We're still waiting for the Grouse Grind folks to show up. Wow, what can I say? But it's been a long journey. So, David, we'll get to Jessie in a minute. She's eating. And what are we going to do about that? I don't know. So David, what did you think about going up the hill? What was that like?
Well, I've never been on Grouse before. The most I've ever been on is Cypress, because, you know, I'm kind of a Richmond person. I don't really like to go out of my hovel. So I thought it was really, like, really nice to go up on the mountain on the gondola, especially the part where I got to see the wolves. I love wolves.
Yeah, they're wolves, bears, and not the kind of bears that you're going to find, you know, at Thickset. No, actual bears. And so, well, I got Jesse to laugh. Did it come out your nose? No, okay.
Not liquid.
You never know. So we're going to play one more thing here, and it's kind of a cool little clip while we're waiting for our first runner to get here and catch his breath. And this is a little bit from the dedication ceremony, and this was pretty fantastic because they haven't really had Pride Week launched from City Hall in a long time. We're back at City Hall, but more so, the outgames themselves actually started with a proclamation from the mayor. And so we have that for you, and we're going to play it right now.
The mayor of Vancouver, as well as some city councilors in attendance. We have Tim Stevenson, Ellen Wordsworth, Heather Deal, Andrea Reimer, and Suzanne Anton. Thank you for joining us. Oh, and Jeff Meggs, my apology, Jeff, you're at the top of my list there. Jane Bowie from the school board trustee. We've got Stuart McKinnon, Parks Board, Doug Clement, school trustee, Spencer Herbert, MLA, Mabel Elmore, MLA. As well, we've got some GLISA representatives in the house. We've got Dan Kwan, Maxine Davis, Greg LaRock. From the Out Games, we've got John Boychuk. We've got representatives from GLISA North America. We have Brad Bostick, Carol Houston? No, Carol Dessen, I believe, from Houston. Sonia, I am apologizing because I'm not able to read some of this chicken scratch. Apologies to the counselor who wrote this list out. And of course, the president of the Pride Festival, Ken Coolin and VP Sean Viewing. A big round of applause to all of them. As I mentioned, I do have the pleasure of being your moderator, but before we get started, a few words from His Worship, Mayor of Vancouver, Gregor Robertson.
Thank you, Fred, and wonderful to have you here hosting and emceeing here in Council Chamber. It's a refreshing change to have an Andrew stature in the House. So, thanks everyone for coming to City Hall for celebrating the official kickoff of Pride Week and the 2011 Out Games here in Vancouver. I am extraordinarily proud that Vancouver is a city where gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, two-spirited, and queer communities are such an active and highly visible part of our community. And there are a number of great celebrations happening in the city throughout the summer, but there's no doubt that Pride is always one of the biggest and most important of our summer, and that's thanks to the Vancouver Pride Society. We're thrilled to have you all here, and we'll be proclaiming this Pride Week. I think officially we're going to do that proclamation when we do the flag raising outside. So, but Pride Week has started. Pride Week really started yesterday, I think, with MLA Spencer Chandler Herbert's famous brunch. So things are underway, and there will be, as always, everything from music, theater, improv, a lot of dancing, an incredible street party that brings people from afar and hundreds of thousands of people from around the region here together to celebrate in our streets. The 33rd annual Pride Parade. And we are so much looking forward to that Saturday, or Sunday, the 31st of July. And we will not only be having a great time, but it's a great time for merchants, for the economy here in the city. It brings a lot of dinero to town, which is most welcome, and all about some really, really important issues that I'll come back to. And what a thrill this year to be hosting the 2011 Out Games in Vancouver as well, hosted by GLESA. And I want to welcome all of the team here from GLESA, and thank you for choosing Vancouver, and all the organizing that's gone into hosting the Out Games here this year. It's fantastic to see. It's a great compliment to Pride Week, and I know it's going to be a really outstanding time for all of the participants, all the athletes and families who are here to take part in the games. So, just in closing, I just want to acknowledge a very important thread that brings us together today, and really is the reason why Pride Week and the Out Games are so important. Homophobia and hate crimes are still with us. They still happen. Bullying is a reality for far too many young people, and there are really no excuses for this to continue. There are too many people who are forced to hide their true selves, whether they're on the playing field, at work, at home, or even with their families. So there is a lot of work still to do to make sure that all people have the opportunity to thrive as equal members of society. And I know all of you here today are deeply committed to the values of acceptance, of unity, of equality, and I thank you all for your leadership on this. And have a wonderful Pride Week. Celebrate is the theme. We're getting ready to celebrate now. Have a wonderful 2011 Out Games, and thank you for being here at City Hall today.
And we're back. Wow. So the mayor of Vancouver, and we have the actual winner just crossed the finish line twice. So David, tell us, what did you see?
Well, I saw a very... this back here? All right. So, well, I saw a very attractive man run through the finish line, very sweaty, and then a cameraman made him jump through it again for the front page.
So there was the Amazing. Second time through. But we're going to have him over. He's actually looking... he came over to figure out what his time was. They didn't have an official time, but he's checking it based on his iPod playlist. No, true story. So he's going to come over, and we're going to have a word with him and a couple of other people here at the Grouse Grind. And we're at the top of Grouse Mountain. Oh, my goodness. It's really cold here. We're sitting in a cloud, literally. So we're going to get right back to you here with a little bit of music as we change our... It's really interesting broadcasting. So David, describe for everybody how are we broadcasting? It's kind of amazing.
Well, basically, what should I just tell them the story about the internet thing? Or?
No.
All right, so... How are we... Oh, we're broadcasting from a speed stick, to my understanding. Not really so... fanciful in my explanation.
All right, so we've got a laptop here, a small four-channel little board, an iPad 2, and an iPhone on a Rogers mobile internet stick. So there you go. And it's really kind of fun. We all carried it up here in a few bags on the gondola. The staff here was fantastic. And so we're going to keep transmitting. We're going to be on the air for a little while longer and see if we can't talk with a bunch of different folks here at the Grouse Grind. And just a second here. Boy, trying to get everything connected has been always a bit of a challenge. So let's see if we can get some music. Oh, yes. Here we go. If you haven't heard it, this is a little bit of Prince just for you in Vancouver. CITR 101.9.
Daddy Pop,
right about now, MPG is like,
look here, girls, take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall. Though you love and lose, you must stand tall. Cause we all got to cry sometimes. I say sigh sometimes. Pull yourself together. No use crying forever.
one of our favorites from one of my favorite movies, and yeah, it's a Kevin Smith movie. What are you going to do? So apparently our first place runner is a little shy here at the Grouse Grind. This is CITR. My name's Aiden Saint. This is Queer FM. It's CITR 101.9 FM. Apparently our winner is a little shy. Fantastically gorgeous, but shy. So that's our first winner, and yay. The second gentleman to cross, actually, he did the same thing without being prompted, and that is he actually jumped across the line. So would you care to come and chat? So the first runner came across the line, and they had him go back and actually jump across it again. So they actually jump so that they could get a picture.
Right?
Yeah. So what's your name, sir?
My name's Steven.
Steven. So what was your time? Do you know?
It was 1 hour and 8 minutes.
1 hour and 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that is a lot of running uphill.
This guy was about 10 minutes faster than me.
Oh, yeah, and crossed the line twice. So I got him to laugh.
So
I got him to laugh.
10 minutes or 12 minutes faster.
But, how do you train for something like this?
I don't know that many of us really do, but I do the Grouse Grind fairly regularly. So,
okay.
And then this additional stretch is a bit of a extra challenge, though not something that many people know about, but it's
What is the additional stretch?
It's like going from the top of Grouse Grind to the top of the mountain. So,
oh, wow.
So it's another pretty vertical climb for about another 20 minutes or so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, describe for us what is the Grouse Grind, because this is actually going out across Canada as well.
Okay.
So how does the Grouse Grind, what is it, how does it work?
It's just kind of like a pleasant stroll through the woods. Yeah.
Okay, so what is the Grouse Grind for about an hour up a mountain? Yeah.
It's actually a pretty intense climb. If you read the website for Grouse Mountain, it's referred to as Mother Nature's Stairmaster, so it's about 3,000 stairs all the way up.
Oh, my goodness.
For about 3,000 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
So pretty vertical and pretty intense, and so, yeah, pretty grueling.
And for those of you who are local to Vancouver and think that 400 stairs down to Wreck Beach is a problem, and
yeah,
back up, this is 3,000.
Yes, 3,000 stairs.
And I saw that there were kind of like two stages. You run from the bottom and then to the first gondola,
right,
to the gondola station.
Yeah.
And then from there to here, which is the top of the gondola station, and then from here to the top of the mountain.
Yes.
So
yeah,
three legs. Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Yeah, and then back down to here.
And then back down to the gondola station here. And
in total, it's about 6 kilometers.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. How long have you been doing this?
I started doing the grind about a year ago. Yeah.
Okay.
But not knowing that this was an event. So I'd only found out about this event recently and then thought that it was an amazing addition to the Out Games because it's something you can only do in Vancouver. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And how have you been to any other Out Games events?
Not yet, but I plan to. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, one more time, what's your name?
Steven. Yeah.
Well, this is Steven.
Yeah.
And he was second across the line, but he's the most outgoing so far.
More to come.
All right. Thank you so much for taking
the
time. And this is CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Aiden Saint.
Thanks, Aiden.
We're back. It's Aiden Saint. We're here on Queer FM, and this is the Grouse Grind. We're at the top of Grouse Mountain, and we have the pleasure of the first women's finisher here at the Grouse Grind. This is Joanne from Edmonton.
Hi.
Hey. So tell us, you didn't actually know that this was going on. You're part of another team. So tell us about that.
That's right. I'm going to be participating in the slow pitch tournament, which starts on Thursday.
Okay.
And I'm with a team from Calgary, so all the girls are either flying in or driving in. And we're actually meeting tonight out at White Rock for our little team get-together. So when I went to register on Sunday, the people from the Elk Games suggested that maybe I'd like to try the Grouse Grind. So here I am.
And so here you are.
Yes.
So didn't even know the Grouse Grind existed.
Well, no, I did know. My sister lives Vancouver, but I wasn't planning on doing the Grouse Grind.
Well, it's pretty fantastic. So we have Jesse, one of our other broadcasters. Jesse is on. Hey, Jesse.
Hi.
So we're going to turn Jesse up. You have to talk straight in the top, like this.
Is this mic?
Yes.
Oh, this mic.
She has the studio mic. So, Jesse, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I was watching everybody finish, and two guys finished, and then it was kind of refreshing for to have a female finisher and first place.
Well, thank you so much.
It was great. And from Edmonton, so, I mean, this is not cold to you at all, is it?
No, this is actually, it was fantastic. Actually, I'm a letter carrier in Edmonton, so I knew that I could probably walk a lot of stairs, so I wasn't
take the cold
too concerned. But the only problem is they promised us a great view up here, but there's no view.
Well,
yeah, we're in the mist.
Normally, we're not perched in a cloud, but today we're in a cloud.
Cloud 9.
I don't know about cloud 9, but it's a little too cold for that.
Yeah.
What's amazing to me is the diversity of the people that are coming for this event. How long have you been planning to come and participate in the Out Games?
It's probably been about a year now. We a group of ladies from Calgary decided that we love to come to this city. It's just a great city, and we're all sort of former athletes that played a lot of sports when we were younger, and we thought, what better way than to come to the Out Games in Vancouver?
Well, you see, here's where I get to correct you. This is great. You're actually not a former athlete. You're still an athlete.
With a little bit more gray hair.
Oh, well, hey, you know, you look fantastic. I don't know. I have more gray hair in my head than you do in yours. So, one last thing. So you're doing the softball. Do you have any plans for any of the big parties or events? You're going to hang out and see the closing ceremonies and do all that?
Definitely. We're going to do the closing ceremonies. We're going to stay for the Pride Parade.
Yay.
It's fantastic. And then there's fireworks on Saturday night, so it sounds like a lot of fun.
Okay.
30th, it's the 3rd.
Oh, actually.
And then the 6th.
Yeah. Well,
the fireworks. Just saying.
There's the fireworks here are world class, and we'll be in the Pride Parade, Queer FM and CITR with Communities Gab program. So wave to us.
Will do.
There's about 600,000 people that come out for the Pride Parade and festivities. So it's really a fun party.
Well, I'm
sure you'll have a good
time. Thank you so
much. Well, thank you so much, Joanne, and they grow girls tough in Edmonton. Oh my goodness. And we're gonna step aside, have a little bit more music, and get a couple more finishers online. This is Aiden Saint.
This is Jesse King.
This is Joanne.
And we're on Queer FM, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. I push.
Well, you get the
push.
People wanna take it back.
Push.
They're ready to see you on the run.
Push.
They see you getting like that every time.
Every time they stop you.
You gotta
change your life or something.
Push.
Every time they try to clock
push.
You. Take more than they took.
Girl, push.
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 Push. push. That it's greasy. I'll disappear if it teases. Marks this down as I stated. I like my phone concentrated. The pop scene came a little overrated. Cause you can tell when we're stepping. There's some grease on the stage. Oops, I just stepped in and settling as we slide. A full strike world to ride on. I wanna doubt that we could never get by. Fellas, check it out. This is what you gotta do. Got to step in the room with the mood. Never you seen yourself just a confident attitude. So maybe you will get busy. Your mouth will drop forward as you watch the swing is rocking. But you don't want the one who's jocking. Cause it's all about the clocking. Step one, step off to the dance floor. Put up on it. There you go, y'all. Yeah.
You don't want me on the mic.
I'm good to cream every boy and girl, cause I'm strolling, steady hip hop, rock and rolling. I'm willing to name a horny pony, and I'm pumping them, I'm pumping them, I'm pumping them. Back a stand of Poland, straight into your town, stitching up kiddies like a circus clown.
Well, all you people out there, you better beware, cause they call me Rosa G, and I just don't care. I like to step all night long.
Rob their own bride.
mother. People can't even walk the streets because they never know when the world they're gonna meet. For that a woman will sell her precious body for a small piece of paper. It carries a lot of weight. For that me, great almighty dollar. Talking about.
Changing up your mind. Oh, it'll keep on changing. Yeah.
Hey, it's Queer FM, CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to switch over to another music source there. Sorry about that. So that was a little bit of my music. That was my personal mixes. Got to get a little Prince in there because we did. And what can we say? There were actually seven. There were seven runners for the out games, actually for the teams. And we have six. So we're waiting to hear our status on the seventh. He's a little bit older, and it's quite a grind. They don't call it the grass grind for nothing. So we're going to hear and see and hear if he's going to be showing up anytime soon. In the meantime, I have my two of my youth broadcasters from Q-munity, and we're going to get them on the air. So we have on mic number two, we have David. Gang, just talking to the mics.
All right.
There you go. So, Jesse.
Hi.
Okay, turning down Jesse and and turning up David. So, okay, so David, so, you know, you've seen all these different people, and they're all different ages. I mean, the guy that was second is quite a bit older than the guy that was first.
I think I overheard the first place winner saying that he's actually never done the grouse grind before. This is his first time.
Wow. That's kind of amazing. I just can't imagine that. I just can't. It just seems so incredible just to, you know, well, we're just going to, you know, do the grass grind. No big deal.
Yeah.
Going to put on a little bit of music here while we're in the clouds. A little bit of Daft Punk.
Yes.
Because, well, it's because it's me. what did you notice the most about this, David? I mean, besides that we're sitting in a cloud.
Well, there wasn't much noticed other than the cloud, but a lot of the runners, they seemed like this was, hold on, I'm trying to get the right articulated words. They seemed to be having as much fun as they can while trying to suppress all the pain that they're probably feeling.
Oh, and it is amazing the amount of pain for some of this. I mean, maybe a conditioned runner, maybe a man better than I, but I don't know. It seems pretty brutal. Well, they're setting up for the medal ceremony here. We're going to step aside for just a second. We wanted to remind you that we are going to be at a bunch of different locations for our nightly broadcast, our OutGames wrap-up, and we have a fantastic sponsorship from the Fountainhead Pub here on Davie Village, right across from Celebrities that we're going to be at tomorrow night. Tonight we'll be at where are we going to be? We're going to be at the Junction Pub right next to Pre-Op. And we'll also be at Q-munity on Thursday from 7 to 9. Undisclosed location overlooking the party on Friday night. And then Saturday will be, of course, at the Out Games wrap-up party. And that's a fantastic event. And then Pride Parade Festival.
So exciting.
Awesome. Yeah.
I've actually never been to a Pride before. So.
Oh, well, there you go. It'll be a good one for you. We are going to step aside for a second, listen to a little bit more music, and we should be having our medal ceremony here. I don't know if we're... No, it's not mic'd, so guess what? We'll do our best. This is this is CITR 101.9
it's
FM.
It's so early.
It's so cold. It's so profoundly cold here. And we'll be right back with Queer FM. Girl,
Never over. Work it, make it, do it, that's the makes it stronger. All that ever power. Work it, never over.
We're going to see if we can catch some of the award ceremony. Joanne has just won the gold medal. We're going to try really hard. It's a little bit further from us.
In our youngest age group, we believe it was about 61 minutes from the bottom of the top. So, Finn, congratulations.
61 minutes. 61 minutes.
I think it's the 39th Arnold man.
Yeah.
Come on down. You
want to go down? Wow. Over 39, won the gold medal. Wow, and he was amazing. Amazing run.
40 to 49
was Steven. 40 to 49 was... Oh, fantastic. And we spoke with that gentleman. Steve was second overall.
I have one silver medal here for Daniel in 1 second. Give me 1 second.
And Daniel won the silver medal. It's really amazing here. I can barely see them, and we're not that far away. So,
everyone give him a round of applause.
Yay!
Daniel, we have one for you, Daniel. Very close.
All the way from Florida to run in a cloud.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. 3, 2, 1.